d'aborder de nouveau la situation de crise que traverse ce territoire.
I would like to discuss the crisis situation in our territory, which is considered a decolonized territory. We are still in a conflict situation and post-conflict situation. The Matignon and other agreements have allowed us to overcome the bloody events of the 1980s, where the Kanak people asserted their legitimate rights as an indigenous people and their right to self-determination as persons under colonial governance. The Noumea Agreement was a constructive step recognizing Kanak identity, implementation of the rights in the UNDRIP. This also saw a sharing of governance between New Caledonia and France and started a self-determination process based on Resolution 1514. There is constitutional protection for this. In legal terms, this has laid the foundations for peace and stability in the territory. However, the question arises of good faith implementation of the French government's obligations. In principle, all of the principles in the Noumea Agreement have not been implemented, and the economic and social development models from the French state have continued to marginalize the Kanak people. The chaotic situation in the territory and the expression of immense frustration among the indigenous people is clear. The Noumea Agreement shows that the current legal framework does not ensure legal security for indigenous peoples. The French state seeks back to go back on its constitutional commitments, which is the cause of the current crisis. There needs to be good faith implementation of the agreements concluded between states and indigenous peoples. The conclusions in the 2011 report of the Special Rapporteur on Indigenous Peoples and the CERD report have never been complied with by France. It is imperative that norms on protection of Indigenous peoples be considered jus cogens norms. There could be an internationally binding instrument to ensure that states comply with their obligations towards indigenous peoples and to ensure that France complies with recommendations by the SR and the CERD. In addition, France has used security forces to manage the crisis and has undermined fundamental freedoms. On the ground, only the customary authorities can manage the situation through immense mediation work. However, using colonial militia, France will achieve nothing. The violence is systemic. But the difficulty arises given that no political response has been provided by France, leaving the territory to itself. The Caledonian situation invites us to reflect on the ability of the international community and the UN to provide strong responses in terms of mediation and technical assistance. We could even consider the placing under trusteeship of the territory, because obligations of a state are being violated.